5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Blast off!
Welcome to a bonus episode of kind of a big POV. I think that Christine, your alcohol is really starting to hit the gut.
No, it's not. I'm all right. I lost 15 fucking pounds, bitch.
So. I had to have myself an outfit change.
Fucking Lady Gaga.
I am that gay. So
That's what I said. That's what she said.
I went from wearing just a graphic tee to wearing my coach hat. Mm-hmm. To a real nice button down. To a real nice coat on top. Mm.
The coat, of course, the overcoat, actually covers his fat ass.
It's because I had to get it a size bigger.
Let's not talk about New Year's.
Okay. Let's talk about it.
No. No, it's not in your best interest. Your ass was poking out of the back of your fucking jacket.
Okay, but I'm a big derriere.
Big? Big. Yeah. That's an understatement. You had some serious junk in your trunk.
It's like the Goodyear blimp.
All right, give a bitch some, okay? I got them up here. I got all this up here now. I need to get some back here to go with this.
So what you're saying is you need to buy a new ass to go with your new tits?
Maybe. Maybe. Okay. We'll see. We'll see. Although I am working at it, so we'll see what happens. So far, so good. I mean, I can only make it as big as it's going to get. How many muscles can I actually build back there? When they're small to begin with, it doesn't help. You know what I mean?
Valid point.
So I lost 15 pounds and I lost it all in my ass.
You definitely can't turn around and find it.
No. I'm like, where the fuck did it go? Can't find it. I don't want it back. Okay. Because some of it came from the middle, which I don't have much of an issue with anymore. I think a bikini is in the workings very soon.
All right. So I am going to play the theme song.
Okay.
And
I'm going to shut up.
After the theme song is done, Christine is going to explain to you what this bonus episode will entail and give you some backstory of the birth of Michael.
Oh shit. Not of the birth.
Okay.
Oh my god, I can't remember.
She is gonna tell you how it felt when he came out of her vagina.
That's the only vagina that boy's ever gonna want. That was it. I did him in. I'm gonna tell him all that too. Watch.
All right. So here's the theme song, and I'll be back with you guys.
For another change.
This is my point of view. I give this to you. You may not agree, but I don't give a bleep what you think about me. This is who I am, and I will be this till I die. I am me. Did it just end?
Yes, it did. Did you change your clothes again?
No. This is exactly what I was wearing. I didn't have enough time for a real good costume change. You know, I was thinking about a meat dress. But I think I'm just going to stick with this dapper attire. Speaking of dapper, let's talk about Michael.
Mr. Michael, my Michael motorcycle. That's what I used to call him when he was a baby.
And that is literally why he does not like talking about you.
He loves talking about me. I'm his mama. He loves me. He always has. No matter what. Look, he's always been on my coattails. Always. Always been on my apron strings, for lack of a better term. But that's just how he's always been.
Sexist.
What's that?
That's sexist.
Oh, fuck you, sexist. I'll show you sexist, bitch. Hell no. Anyway, yeah, it is, but it's too fucking bad. My son is gay, so if he says it's sexist, I'll think about it.
But how did you feel when your son told you he was gay?
He never did. I knew.
He
told his sister, but he didn't tell me. And the reason he didn't tell me is because he knew I knew.
Oh, well, I mean,
which I thought was interesting.
I think the whole coming out thing is kind of cliche anyways.
I think it's kind of like, to me, it's like when you get your period, and if guys or women, for lack of a better term, come out like I had my period, it'd be really fucked up. Okay?
If I were a girl.
I'll tell you what happened. I got my period. I was in the bathroom at my grandmother's house. Or actually, my aunt and my grandmother lived in the same house.
How did we go from talking about Michael to period?
I'm going to explain it to you. You wanted to know how he came out. Well, this is how he got there, okay? Oh. I had to get my period to get there. The major start. Look, he's bending over like fuck. Don't puke in the garbage can, all right?
I dropped my dignity. I had to pick it up.
Look, if people came out and had to deal with what I did when I got my period, it's fucked up. But I'm waiting for the day that I can do it to someone else. All right. Let's just put it that way. And my son knows me, so that's probably why he didn't come out like he normally would to everybody else. Because he was like, Mom would fuck with me so bad. So anyway, I got my period. I was like 15. All right, late 15, almost 16. I'm in the bathroom. I call my younger sister. I'm like, go get mom. Why? I said, because I'm drowning. I said, go get mom. Why? And I'm like, just go get mom. She comes to the door and I'm like, Mom, it happened. She says to me, what happened? I said, I fell in the toilet. What do you think happened? You know, I got my period. Oh my God. Oh my God. So like, there's a house full of fucking people.
Oh God.
So she comes running back and she goes, the only thing we have is tampons. All right. I never stuck anything in there to begin with. Okay. So I didn't have any idea. So then she hands me a roll of paper towels and says, until we get to the store, roll these up and put them in your underwear. So I roll up the paper towels and I put them in my underwear and I'm walking out and I feel like I get shit in my pants and I'm like, oh, it's nasty. Anyway, I come out and they pop open a bottle of champagne. Now I got my godfather's there, my mother, my father, my grandmother, my aunt, who's my godmother, her husband, their children, and my godfather's children, my cousins. And we're all going to have a champagne toast because Christine just hit womanhood.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fucking yeah. I wanted to go run and hide. Instead, I gave everybody the finger and walked out the fucking door with my fucking badass fucking, oh, God, with a big fucking wad of paper towels between my legs. Yeah. So when Michael came out, he didn't come out that way because he knew I'd fucking make a big fuss. It was smart because I was waiting for my moment to get back at somebody and it didn't happen.
Oh, like you're waiting for your moment to get back at me.
I'm waiting for my moment to get back at my children. Anyway. Oh, no, I'll get back at you one day. I am, actually, as of right now. So let me ask you something. Since you roasted the fuck out of me last time we did this.
Okay.
And you embarrassed me in front of my children. Heard it. Okay. My fucking children heard that. Okay. We can't have this. This is not going to happen. Okay. I got to ask you a question. Would you like to make money, sir? I mean, like, serious money.
Sure. Yeah, let's make money. What are we doing?
You should... What am I? I'm not doing anything.
What am I doing?
You're going to give a tutorial to my friends on the best way to give head.
Oh, I got that down.
Who would know better than a guy? You and Andy Dick. Remember? You remember? Do you remember old school?
Yes.
Okay. You need to give lessons like that. Something tells me you would be so good at that. And his mouth is open.
Oh, shucks. I really hope this didn't go live because people are probably like, what the fuck are they doing?
He's giving a tutorial right now as we speak.
It's
How big does that mouth open?
It's all about dropping the tongue.
I snorted. I told Michael I wouldn't do that. I also told Michael I would not fall victim to being roasted again. But of course, both things happen. No, I had to do that because you roasted me about my fucking fupa, bitch. Anyway,
it was all in good fun. I don't know why you're mad.
I wasn't mad. I got you back.
Oh, did you?
I did indeed.
Well, let's try again, but let's start with the drum roll because that was sweet.
Do the drum roll.
You no longer have a fupa.
You're right. I don't.
You've been working together with it.
Oh. I have. Well, when I can use the ladies' room. All right, we're going to have to talk about this. It's got to come out because it's going to sooner or later. Are you on? Are you on board with this, Terry, or not?
Go ahead. Give your opinion.
My opinion is if you got a 5 o'clock shadow and a ponytail, that does not give you a dick. You should not be in my bathroom. And that's how I see it. If you transition completely, you shouldn't have a 5 o'clock shadow. And you should have more of a semblance of a female if you're going into a woman's bathroom. But don't go in there with a 5 o'clock shadow saying you're a lesbian. And that you're harmless. I don't get it. And so that is why I stopped going to the gym that Terry and I go to, because I was uncomfortable with having a man, a biological man, in my bathroom. So if you want to transition, do that. Then use the ladies' room. Comments?
No, I mean... I see where you're coming from is that you run the risk of if you haven't fully transitioned, and it's not only on the regards of what you're saying, but it's also in the regards of them, as that puts them in a very tumultuous situation. Mm-hmm. Where it could cause issues with them personally.
Well, I mean,
and at the same time, you make other people feel uncomfortable. I understand where you're coming from with your...
Ultimately, PA is a concealed carry state, okay? And I could identify with a serial killer at any given moment in the ladies' room if there's a man in there. And if you got junk, you shouldn't be walking around the ladies' room with half a fucking, like, with a towel on with open showers with women. What that tells me is that there's no protection for my privacy. So if you want to make it gender neutral, then you need to lock the showers. Don't have nothing but a shower curtain. I mean, that's really not going to stop anybody from doing what they want to do. So I can take a shit in peace, but I can't shower in peace. What if I'm getting off in the shower?
Christine.
It happens. Women do it.
Why would you be doing that in a gym shower? Let's talk about that. That is a whole new topic. Why are you flicking your bean in the shower at a gym?
Well, when you got Channing Tatum behind you, what do you expect?
I mean, I don't even stroke my dick in a shower.
Oh, stop that. Stop it.
That's not fair.
I don't flick my bean. I don't have a bean.
Yeah, you
I
do.
Hate that. I hate that saying so much.
I know. That's why I said it.
You fucking dick.
Your bean.
Don't nobody flick no beans. There ain't no beans. Does my name look like Conchetta? I'm Conchetta Rosario Rodriguez. Yeah, I flick my bean.
No. What the fuck?
I'm not Spanish.
That doesn't get have it? Anything to do with it.
You didn't live in, I lived in Colorado. We had a lot of immigrants coming from Mexico, and they called them beaners. That's why I said, when you said flick bean, that's where I went.
Oh, so you went racist with it.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
Yeah. A little, a tad bit.
Just a touch.
Just a touch.
Protect the border, bitch. Protect the border. That's really where it's coming from. It's my way. It's my effort at protect the border.
So how did we get on this topic?
All right. So we got to talk about Michael now. Michael. My Michael.
My Michael. Michael.
Michael is a good boy. He's always been a very good boy.
Has he now?
He always has been. Yes, very much so. He's been mama's baby. Always. He's my youngest boy.
So he's a good boy to your face, and then he's a bad boy outside of the face.
Whatever he does behind my back that I don't catch, I don't give a shit.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. Because it ain't in my face. All right. He would never do that to my face.
Mm.
He goes to school. He does well for himself. He's got his own place. He's doing well. And he's 19 years old. And he never had to say, "Mom, I'm gay." Because I already knew it. I'm like,
Mom, I'm gay.
No, what I got was my 15-year-old daughter saying, "Michael's gay." And I'm like, "And what else do you have to tell me?"
Is that it?
Yeah, exactly. Is that it? I would have been more shocked if he would have said, "I'm heterosexual." Like with her.
Yeah.
Like I kept saying to her, "What are you?" And she would just deliberately fucking ignore me. Because there's a fucking smorgasbord of 50, 60 different things to be now. And I'm like, "Pick one and just fucking answer me, please." And so finally I get that she's heterosexual, and that was more of a shock than Michael is gay. So does that tell you something?
Yeah.
I mean, I love my son. I knew from when he was little, when he told me he had a crush on Justin Bieber, I was like, okay. I see where this is going.
I mean, I don't fault him. Justin Bieber is a cutie.
He looks like a girl. I'm sorry.
Have you ever seen the side-by-sides with Justin Bieber and Miley Cyrus?
No, I haven't.
They look identical.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It literally looks, Justin Bieber looks like Miley Cyrus with short hair.
The only thing I like about Justin Bieber was that one motherfucking song he did. One song.
My mama don't like you and she likes everyone.
And let me just tell you something. Speaking of which, I don't care if he's gay, if he's straight, if he's bi. We're not going into trans because I think we all know how I feel about that. That's a state of mind. That's not a sexual identity as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, and that's what I mean. Y'all will learn to hate me because I have my views and I ain't putting them down. Okay. But anyway, as I was saying, I'm getting a look from you.
Thank God for alcohol.
When it comes to my son, who is gay, just like I have girls that are heterosexual, when it comes to my son, he is no different than my daughters. You fuck with my child, you fucked with Mama Bear. And that's how it is. And there ain't one man on this planet that wants to deal with my raging ass. I know this. I know this too well. They'll give me anything I want. They'll say anything I want to hear, as long as I get the fuck away from them. And there is no difference when it comes to my son. Now, there isn't a man alive that's good enough for him. So that's the way it is. There's not a woman that's good enough for him, clearly, but there's also not a man. Because he's too good. He's too good. He's my son. So I've learned to deal with that. But now he wanted to have a show just about him. So we're having it. But
we did talk about stuff that had nothing to do with him at the beginning. Like, we talked about your periods. We talked about some other stuff.
If it would have just come out to me, I would have had a fucking perfect opportunity to pop a bottle of champagne and fuck with his ass. Oh, my son is gay. Let's celebrate.
I'm going to post it on Facebook.
Yeah, let's post it on Facebook. Let everybody know. That way he doesn't have to do it. Look at what mommy does for you. She takes care of everything for you. You don't even have to tell the rest of the family. I'll tell them for you.
Michael, I just want to make you aware. Your mother sometimes can be a royal bitch. But you probably already know that.
Because my nickname is Queenie, and he knows that.
Queenie.
And he loves me just the same. He does. Just
the same.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't change. He was a good boy. He was a good baby. He was a good kid. He was the only child I had that when I walked in the room, he would be all smiling and happy to see me. And I'm female, okay?
I mean...
And I didn't have these boobies. It wasn't like I was feeding him, okay? He was bottle fed.
He's gay. He probably really didn't care about the boobs. He probably still doesn't.
I know he doesn't.
Oh, I just wanted to make sure we were on the same page.
No, we are. We're on the same page. We're definitely on the same page. Although I get a little absent-minded once in a while. But that's what happens when you have children, Michael. They fuck your head up. So, no, it was not a surprise to me. It was a big surprise to his sister, who I said, what are you surprised about? She's like, can you believe it? Can you believe it? I'm like, yeah. Yeah, I can believe it. It's like the sky's blue right now, Isabella. Yeah, it is. Michael's gay. It's the same fucking thing.
I think you had talked to me about this before is even like had talked to him about it. Because I think you had said something about you had thought your son was gay and you were just waiting for him to come to terms with it.
Well, yeah, and I think that's what it was, is that he had already done that. And I guess he felt it was more important to say it to his sister than to say it to me. Because he probably knew I knew. Because I said, it doesn't matter to me whether you like boys or whether you like girls. And I learned that early on with him, that that's the only way he's going to have the confidence to say something. And luckily, actually, he's lucky because your generation, not necessarily mine, but your generation, because I'm Generation X, you're millennial.
Yeah.
You made it easier for him to be able to do that and to keep him safe. because in my generation, had he done that, he would have been like literally beaten to death. And to come out, I'm glad that he's comfortable enough to just let it ride and not have to say anything to me, because it's really, I don't give a fuck who he's screwing. It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
But if you're with my son, whether you're male, female, farm animal, it doesn't fucking matter to me. I don't mean that necessarily. I'm just joking.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Anyway. Whatever it is that he's with, whether it's male, female, transgender, whatever. You're never going to be good enough for my son, because I know the heart he has, and he's got a kind, kind heart. And the person that's with him is going to have to accept that and appreciate that and nurture that. And if they can't do that, they don't need him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he doesn't need them either in his life. And one good thing is that he's smarter than I am in that. And yeah, I'm going to say he's smarter than me, because he knows when to give up and say, that's it, I'm done. Having spoken to him about his recent relationship he had, without going into too much detail, he could walk away without a problem, because it wasn't what he wanted.
Yeah.
I can't necessarily do that if I get attached to someone on any level. I don't have the capacity to let it ride. He can do that. So yeah. I give it to him in that. You know, and on top of it, he's going to school to become an adolescent psychologist to help children with these issues, sexual identity issues, specifically with being gay. So I think that that only helps with him. But he also needs, you know, he should, having spoken to you and spoken to him about exploits, not in detail, but just in general, I think that the gay population or society, whatever you want to call it, for men in general, not the female end, but for the men, they need to get it together and figure out what it is they need, and not utilize each other as like a toy, if you know what I mean. And I'm not trying to be rude about it. It's just that, yeah, it's, in a way it's new, in a way it's not, but nobody knows what they want.
Yeah.
They know they don't want women, but they're not sure they want a relationship. Well, then you shouldn't be poking nobody, honestly.
Yeah, it's a bunch of hoes, and
that's where I was getting at, but I didn't want to go ahead and say it, because it's not my, I'm not in the position to do that.
And then you get this whole thing of, oh, well, we're men, and that's why we're a bunch of hoes. But like at the same time, like, monogamy is still a thing. So if you're into monogamy, be into monogamy. Like, you have to know where your boundaries are. And
yeah,
a lot of people in the gay community forget where their boundaries are and think they have to fit into these different molds. For instance, I don't like the whole open relationship thing. I'm a very jealous person. If I'm with one person, I want to be with that one person.
Well, you like the traditional relationship, and there's nothing. And when I say that, I don't mean that in a heterosexual way, because I know people will read into that the wrong way. What I'm saying is that monogamy, that is what builds a relationship.
Yeah.
That's what the basis of an actual relationship with another person is. Now, if you're just looking to get your dick wet, then you're just going to be poking everything.
Yeah.
You need to let people know that you can't bring them for a ride. And too many people do that. They do it to women too. I mean, I've heard guys tell me all kinds of things just to get me in bed. So obviously there's no difference.
No, there isn't a difference. And I think that as we try to be quote unquote ourselves and stand out as ourselves, there's this fine line of forgetting the fact that we are still humans and we still have these feelings and these needs and these wants, and we just try to be stereotypical in everything that's supposed to be, and it doesn't always work because you do have some heteronormative character traits. You were raised by heterosexuals.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And like, you know, you have these things that you are accustomed to, and some people stay in that boat of having those heteronormative behaviors, and that's fine. If you want to have those heteronormative behaviors, have them. And yeah, I guess that a lot of people does see monogamy as being heteronormative.
But the truth is that, look, I'm going to be honest with the gay society, you know, jumping from this one to that one, whether you're heterosexual or you're gay, it doesn't matter. You're going to pass shit on. Okay. Yeah. You want to behave like that, you're going to wind up getting caught. Okay. Just like me, if I was to just jump around from guy to guy to guy, I'd be the poster child for gonorrhea shortly thereafter. Okay. It's not safe. Health-wise, it's not safe, whether you're gay, whether you're straight, whether you're lesbian, whatever the case. Yeah. And I think that there's nothing wrong with that, because in a way you're preserving yourself, not only for a better situation, but you're preserving your health for your society.
Yeah.
And people don't look at it that way. They look at it as, oh my God, and why can't we have an open relationship? You want to have a fucking mattress party? I mean, seriously? Grow the fuck up. Really? That's what you do when you're 15 and 16, okay?
Yeah.
When you're a grown adult, you're over 20. Yeah, he's 19. But he understands what it is he needs and what he wants. But he's young yet. So he's going to fall and he's going to stumble. And I know that. And I have to shut my mouth and I don't like it. And I didn't think.
There's also a time for experimentation too. Like you have this whole wide world out there. And I think that this is something that is very much different in the gay community versus the hetero community. The hetero community, I feel like you get married young, you are encapsulated in a relationship, and you are stuck there in your mind. You're stuck there, where in the gay community, we kind of float around for a while and do our own thing, and before we settle down. And heterosexuals probably do the same thing sometimes, but a lot of cases, they marry young and they're in a relationship very young. And
yeah, and I'm the poster child for that, because it's not that we're taught that way. It's just that that's the thing you do, is you find somebody that, and what happens is you get attached to that one person, but you're not equipped to deal with what goes with that person. And, you know, coming from a Catholic family on top of everything else, you know, there was no living with each other. There was none of that. It wasn't that way. You didn't do that. That was not appropriate. So, I mean, I never followed rules anyway. But when it came to certain things, like my children, like when I got pregnant, or when, you know, I was with a guy, when I settled down, I made it real and settled down. And unfortunately, you're right. You know, we get into this fix where we think that if we're not married by the age of 21, you know, we're fucking doomed. We're never going to have children. We're never going to. And I get it. Like, I get it. But, I think it's easier in the gay society to do that, because there's not as much of a hindrance on you to have children as there is on the heterosexual community, and that you're younger. Have kids when you're younger. Like, now. And so that pressure is on to procreate, whereas you don't have that on you. So you have that space that we don't have. So what do? We get married young, we have children, we get divorced, and then we fucking act like nut jobs.
Yeah.
And do what we need to do until we get where we want to be. And I'm not saying it's right, but it's just something that I guess the heterosexual society needs to understand, in that there are so many things that are confining us to that certain, you know, you have things that confine you, I'm sure, that I don't even know about. But
yeah, we do.
For the heterosexual community, the confinement is have children young, get married young, stay with the same person if you can. Okay. And then add to that, that I'm Catholic. It makes it even more, there is a damper on it. It's almost like you don't want to get divorced. You don't want to do this. You don't want to do that. And you don't want to go outside the boundaries. And, you know, what if I do? And, you know, you could rebel as a kid, but as an adult, once you reach a certain age, you're like, nah, I got to do the right thing. I got to stay on the right path. And, you know, it wasn't, I think now heterosexual women, from my perspective, have it a little easier than they did, but they're the ones coming to me asking me if my eggs are fertile. Okay. Okay. So that kind of, that and the lesbians, they all want to know if my eggs are fertile. Yo, whoa, wow. How about no? Okay. The shop is closed. But no, all I can say as far as my son is concerned is that, you know, at least he is who he is. And he's comfortable with that. I see that. It's not a question with him. Yeah. It's not a, I'm exploring kind of thing, which is good, is that he's made his mind up. And I'm kind of glad he has, so I'm not lingering, because parents do wonder about their children. We do. There is no doubt about that. Is it sits on us, and not what did we do wrong? It's just, what is he doing? And kids don't always want to tell you.
Yeah.
I mean, my 15-year-old daughter didn't want to tell me she was heterosexual. I just pull it out of her. And you know how it came out of her? She told me that guy's got a nice ass. And I went, huh? I was like, what'd you say? Okay. That tells me one of two things. She either likes ass, a nice ass, or she likes men, or both. But I had to figure it out. And I was like, does that mean, yes, mother, it means I'm heterosexual. Okay, fine. And now she won't shut the fuck up. I think I kind of liked it better before. Oh, God. But
so on the topic of being gay and all that kind of stuff, if you are experiencing thoughts and stuff of you being different, definitely talk to somebody, because
yes, all people like my often, son,
yeah, mm-hmm. all too often in this world we have these things where we find out that people have committed suicide because of trying to come to terms with their sexuality. And it's very sad, because your whole life could still be lived. And I know it's hard and I know it's difficult, but just reach out to somebody and talk to them.
But that stigma that was there for years and years and years and years and years has kind of lifted. So there really is nothing to be afraid of. And the support is there. And that's what upsets me about these kids, is that some of them still take that route because they can't accept who they are.
Yeah.
And that's very sad. That means there's something wrong. You know, it's
that's on the front of talking to somebody. I mean, therapy is such a huge thing now in our culture, in talking to somebody about something that you think is small, such as sexuality, is so much better than ending your life and not living in this crazy world we live in, because there's beautiful pieces of this world we live in.
There are.
If you take that opportunity away, then you take the opportunity away to be yourself, and you take the opportunity away for you to see what the world has to offer.
Well, I mean, other thing is you take that experience away from people that love you. You know, the experience of being with you, the experience of watching you grow and become more of a person. You know, if my son did that because he was gay and he didn't feel that, Because there are, I'm sure, there are people out there that are contemplating and they're at a standstill and they want to be one way, but they're something other than what they expect they should be. That's no reason to hang. Like, I've heard the stories. We're not going to touch on transgender because it's just not my cup of tea. I'm going to put it like that. But I will say that as far as lesbian, gay, bisexual, you are what you are. And
yeah,
you have to accept that before you can expect anybody else to. And the other thing is this. I kind of had a feeling about Michael. I didn't know for sure, but when I knew for sure, it didn't shock me. And the reason maybe it didn't shock me was because he kind of primed me for it. So if you're a parent out there that is hearing me speak, I am as straight as you get. I'm not disturbed by my son being gay. I know it is what he is. And I don't, I mean, I could tell you the way I look at it and you would look at it, you would say to me, well, what the hell are you saying? But I'll tell you. The only way, because I'm heterosexual, so I don't understand the, you know, how you can be with this one, or, you know, like, you, Michael and you both are attracted to the same sex, okay? That's so far off for me. The only way I can actually figure that out in my mind, like to try to understand it in my mind, is to look at it as a fetish. I know that's not what it is for you. But for me to look at it that way, it makes it easier for me to understand. Does it make sense to you?
Yeah.
In that there are people that got a thing for feet. There are people that got a thing for food. There are people that got a thing for furries, which that is a little scary. Okay. I don't know what the fuck's going on. That's a little out there for me. I'm not trying to bash anybody. I'm just saying I can't get my head around it.
Yeah.
And I can to a certain extent. I've had experiences with women because I don't think that you can actually say that you know that you're heterosexual, you know that you're gay without having had experiences with the opposite sex. I really don't. And in my case, since I'm so heterosexual, I had to have experiences with the same sex, which I've had. But I can tell you, it's totally different for me. There is no connection. Women are too dramatic. There ain't no fucking way in hell I could be with a woman. Yeah. It's not going to happen. No. It's not for me.
Yeah.
So I get it. I get it and I don't. So I suffice it to say that I look at it that way to make it easier for me to adjust and to understand. It doesn't mean that I'm belittling or demeaning what's important to you or to my son. It's just a way for me to understand it. Does it make sense to you?
Yeah.
Because a lot of people look at heterosexual, and it's true. I get a lot of hetero haters, family members. You don't understand this. And you know, yeah, I can't. In a certain respect, I can't. Because I'm a biological woman. I wasn't made to be heterosexual. My parents didn't say, you have to date boys or anything like that. I wasn't made to be heterosexual. It's just what came about. Okay. Just like with my son, Michael, and with you, that's what came about. Okay. So he had girls around him. He had boys around him. And he has more girls around him than any man I fucking know except you. But it doesn't mean he's heterosexual. I know a lot of heterosexual men that would love to have as many women around them as my son Michael has around him. But he sees them as friends. And I get it. I understand that. But in order for me as a cis, quote unquote, to get my head around it, it makes it easier for me to look at it that way. I'm not, believe me when I say I'm not demeaning you. I'm not looking at you in a lesser light than me. Yeah. I'm just saying it's the only way I can. And acceptance is not easy. There are a lot of, like, my generation before me, the boomers that came before me, they didn't accept it at all. They didn't want no part of it. Okay. They didn't even try to accept it. At least I'm trying. And some people may say, oh, that's a sad excuse. Or, well, at least I'm trying and I'm doing the best I can. And I love my son regardless. Now, he can't be a serial killer and be my son. Okay. I would be a little upset with that. That I would be upset with. Okay. He's still my son. I still love him, but it's not like he's a serial killer. So I don't have to worry about that. To me, it is what it is. It's just what he likes. And so for me to get my head around it, because he can't procreate. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's not his fault that he can't. Okay. He can in artificial ways. Okay. But because he can't do it in the traditional sense, I look at it as, well, that's what he's attracted to. There's people out there that are attracted to feet. I'm not saying that men are like feet. I'm just saying that it's different than what I'm used to. So for a strictly heterosexual person, something outside of what I do, just like something outside of what you do, is odd. But you've been on both sides of the fence, so you understand. I think you get a better understanding where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I understand.
And I know, I hope my son doesn't get mad at me for putting it in that analogy, but it's the easiest way to kind of explain it.
Yeah.
And
I think that we have to stop getting so mad about people trying to understand things. I mean, there's never going to be a complete understanding of gay versus cis, because, you know, cis people are in their own world. Gay people are in their own world. You're never going to understand it, but trying to at least understand it enough to love people who are in, who are,
I mean, it doesn't change how I care about you or how much I love my son. That doesn't change. Okay. It's what you like, which is different than what I like. It doesn't mean you're any less than me or you're any worse than me, or that, you know, I think you need therapy or none of that. Okay. There are other people that I do believe need therapy, but you're not in that category. Yeah. But it just means you have a different, it's like some people eat fish and some people don't. I mean, that's how I look at it. I don't look at it as like they used to think being gay was a mental defect and all this other shit. And I don't look at it that way.
Yeah.
I don't. I grew up in a household that, you know, there's something wrong with you if you're a gay. But I mean, that's not where I went. I explored the gamut to make sure that I had a full grip on what I was doing and all that. But no, I'm strictly dickly. I know that for fucking sure. I mean, I've had my dealings with women on more than one level, but no, I'm strictly dickly. I'm happy where I'm at. So now, as far as my son is concerned, he's still the apple of my eye. It will never change. It will never, 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 never change. And there could be worse things that he could be. He could be a heroin addict. He could be OxyContin addict. He could be, you know, doing fentanyl, shooting up in a fucking alleyway somewhere. He's not. And I'm grateful. I mean, there are a lot worse things to me at this point. In this day and age, oh, God. If that's the worst I got to worry about, hell, I'm lucky as shit as far as I'm concerned. Because there was a day where people would have preferred their kids went out and shot heroin than to be gay. I remember that because I was a child. And to me, that's upsetting that they can't be who they want to be or who they should be or who they, you know, who they are meant to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, young man, if you're listening, which I know you're going to be, because you've done told me you would, you've heard me snort a couple of times. But now you got my whole view on it. Anyway.
All right. So, Michael, hopefully we have you on the podcast sometime. So
yes.
We can talk more. And until next time, we must say stay sassy, stay classy.
And to all my haters, fuck you.
And I'm sorry.
Always be queen.
Always be a big deal. Bye.
Bye.